I'm here at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, and with me today are two special guests. How about you guys introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Alex from Nevernought Games.
And I'm Adnan, also from Nevernought Games.
Okay, and you guys are part of the Mega Indie Booth
Indie Mega
Showcase?
Booth.
Right,
booth.
Yeah, Indie Mega Booth, yeah.
Okay, and what game got you into that Mega Booth?
We brought Slash Dash with us. It's a 2v2 capture flag game with ninjas, so whatever you think ninjas can do, you can do in the game.
Okay, and what inspired you to make the game?
Adnan, how about you answer this question?
So we were in a modding class at NYU, in the NYU Game Center, and we were able to make a game every 3 weeks in that class, and so our final project was just a like anything you wanted to do. So we wanted to do a multiplayer game, and we were very much inspired by Hokra and Samurai Gun. I wanted to make a local multiplayer game, and our other teammate Vivian wanted to make a capture the flag game. So we kind of put all of our ideas together and kind of kept working on it after that class.
And it's 2v2, right?
So yeah, it's two teams of two ninjas.
What inspires you to do 2v2 versus just 1v1, or you know, something like that?
I guess it was just that we wanted to do a capture the flag mode specifically, so we wanted to make it a team-based game. And then we tried to make those interactions very much a part of the core gameplay. So we added things like the slash dash, where if your teammate is carrying the flag, you can slash them and you make them dash forward. So you boost them back towards your base, so you can get them out of trouble, you can get them back to your base faster, and it makes people work together a lot more.
And what were some of the challenges you ran into, or interesting discoveries you ran into when you're doing cooperative versus competitive gameplay, you know, a mix of both?
I think the hardest thing for us in making a game was we were lucky being part of NYU that we always had a core amount of playtesters of us. But yeah. I mean, always the biggest issue is amount of people playing the game. It's like, oh, you want to play a game? Yeah. It's like, yeah, but you know, I'm on my own, or I have like one more friend of us. So getting four players in once, you know, we've gone better getting those amount of players playing a game now, because it's been like a year and a half of working on the game. But we're very aware of the fact that, you know, four players is, you know, not a convenient amount of people. So we're working on, you know, 3-4 modes and 1v1 modes. So we want to cater to everyone, absolutely.
In your year and a half, I guess, what's changed in terms of the gameplay and the dynamics, or even understanding of the game design space for your game?
I mean, at the beginning, the game was, I mean, not vastly different, but it had different, we had character classes for one. Now everyone has the same moveset.
Why'd you change that from character class to moveset?
Well, this is a question of Adnan.
Originally what we did was we made the whole game in 3 weeks as per the class. And I was like, oh, let's make it asymmetrical so that you have different classes to choose from and things like that. And so we originally had ninjas and soldiers, so it was like long range versus melee. And so we presented to our teachers, and everyone played in class, and our teachers were like, yeah, the ninjas are really fun, but the soldiers suck, so take out the soldiers and just make it all ninjas, and it'll be way more fun.
Or maybe you could have changed it to zombies or something.
Right, yeah.
DLC, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, and I guess any other interesting or
well,
challenges?
The main work we've done in a year and a half is artistic changes and just very gameplay tuning, because you know the gameplay is very simple to pick up, but we wanted to make sure that it had like longevity, and you know it had good depth to it, that it had like, you know, a high skill ceiling with a, you know, easy entry period, you know, entry amount. So for us, it's been a lot of tweaking to make sure that it can get very competitive, but also stays accessible while just making it look great and making sure that we get the right feedback to players in quickly.
And you guys developed it in Unity. Were there any benefits or challenges to that?
I think Unity was really great for us. It was really easy for us to use and get into. We didn't really have very much game development experience before this. I'd taken like a couple coding classes in high school, but not really anything in college. Unity was really good to work with for us. It's very easy for everyone to work with it. And the best thing about it, I think, for us is that we can eventually take this out to as many platforms as there are, pretty much. So
what's next in store then for the game? Where do you see it going? Are you going to pursue another game, or are you going to focus on this game, or what?
Yeah, at the moment right now, we're focusing on this game. We're hoping to have it out later this year. We'll see how well that goes.
We're aiming for the summer.
Okay. And what platforms? Is it going to be on mobile? Is it going to be on?
It's going to be on.
Obviously, maybe not on mobile.
So our hope is it comes out on PCs and it comes out on all consoles. Okay. We're not looking at mobile right now. We don't really see the game translation.
PC might be challenging because you need four local mobile.
Right. Yeah. There's something which we've been wrestled over, but you know, if we can put it on PC, why not just put it on PC at the same time? And also with a free to play and 1v1, that also kind of helps out the PC side of things. But it's local, so consoles are where we see majority of our player base being. But we don't want to exclude anyone, so that's why we want to aim and put it on every platform.
And I guess, what suggestions do you have for other student game developers or other game developers who are kind of trying to do something interesting or innovative?
Find people who have the same passion as you and are, you know, want to work on a game, and just don't be afraid of showing your game even at an early stage. We were lucky that we part of a great program at NYU that we had, you know, a lot of chances to show the game. And even outside of NYU, we took the game with us wherever we went and just tried, you know, got people to play it. And it pays off, because early on, at the beginning, you know, the game is still in early stages, and then you can make it feel great very early on, and you know, a year later, you'll have people come up, oh yeah, now I want to play your game. You know, now I'm coming to you to play your game, not the other way around. So yeah, just show it off. Don't be afraid of showing your game.
And where can go ahead.
Oh yeah, I kind of agree with all that. Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty awesome when you get someone coming back who didn't. Yeah. I mean, it shows you persistence. Where can listeners find out more information about the game or see gameplay videos or something else like that?
Yeah, we have a website, nevernotgames.com, nevernautgames.com. And we're also all on Twitter, so @nevernotgames, and you can find the rest of us all on that page.
Thank you very much.